diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That opening tune is one from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It's one called Galatea and was recorded in Sydney, 1971. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Alan Rhodes on guitar, Graham Lovejoy mandolin, Miles Ray on bass, and myself, Paul Trenwith on banjo. And it was called Galatea. And that's after a little farming area south of Rotorua in New Zealand. And it was not considering the Galatea in Greek mythology very much at all, because I wasn't much into Greek mythology, but I did like going to stay with my sister in Galatea, who had a farm there. Let's hear from Longview now. Great band, Dudley Connell on guitar and vocals, Glenn Duncan on fiddle, James King on guitar and vocals, Joe Mullins on banjo, Don Rigsby on mandolin, and Marshall Wilborn on bass. And here they are doing a tune, The Train That Carried My Girl From Town. We get a few trains through Hamilton here, but not as many as we used to.
Alabama bound, my girl leave me, gonna move to town. Hate that train, took my girl up down. If another number would've settled down.
Hey, the train that carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey.
Well, I wish to the Lord that the train just wanna talk to the gal of mine.
From town. Hey, 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 hey.
standing right there watching her go. And he's, oh, ever so sad. And that big black smoke is a roll. And they just shove a little more cold and light. Saying, hey, 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 hey.
Oh, that was very good. Pretty rapid. Oh, those were the days when we used to play fast like that. Let's have a bit of a slowdown now. Here's Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice from the Duet album they did in 1980, which was an absolute gem. Just the two of them playing guitar and mandolin, or occasionally two guitars. And here they are doing classic gospel song, "Where the Soul of Man Never Dies." This is what you do when you get a mandolin guitar and two wonderful voices.
To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes. Where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. The roses bloom in there for me, where the soul of man never dies. And I will spend eternity where the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewells, no tear dimmed eyes. Where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. Lights the way to home, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes. Where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies.
Isn't it done beautifully? They just sounded great there. In their early 20s, I think, or mid-20s, age-wise, I remember seeing Ricky Skaggs when he was 16 years old. That was 1971. So, 25, and Tony Rice is a bit older, I think. And they were just doing some beautiful two-part harmony there. I thought you might enjoy that. It's time we had a fiddle tune, and no one better than Kenny Baker. This is from his County album, number 736, called Kenny Baker Country. It's got some great tunes on it. Jack Hicks playing banjo, Munro Fields on bass, Joe Stewart on guitar, Buck White on mandolin, and Kenny, of course, on fiddle. And it's a polka, Allentown polka, this is called. And we don't do polkas much in New Zealand that I know of as a dance, but the rhythm is perfect for bluegrass. And here is one of Kenny's tunes, the Allentown Polka.
Thank you.
tune just bounces along beautifully. I always remember Jack Hicks. We met him in 1971. We were in the USA, and he had a banjo just like mine, a Baldwin Ode banjo that he was playing and really liked too. He was intrigued to see that I had one the same all the way from New Zealand. And that's just the way it happens, folks. They were the good banjos of the time, and I've been delighted with my Baldwin Ode ever since. Several months ago I played a track from Clyde Moody from the album The Good Old Days. Clyde Moody was one of the first bluegrass boys for Bill Monroe, and Clyde was a great guitarist and singer, and in fact after he left Bill Monroe he went on and became a sort of country singer and had his own niche in music for many decades really, and then just sort of phased out. When bluegrass came back in again, he joined in with Bill occasionally, but he's a great singer, and here's one of his classic tunes. There's a big rock in the road. I wish I could tell you who the band was playing with him, but I just could not find that information anywhere. But here's Clyde Moody and his band with There's a Big Rock in the Road.
There's a big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. Lots of careless folks have found it, so you'd better get around it. There's a big rock in the road. There's a hole under the rock, and it's cold under the rock. And they say if you fall in it, that your life won't last a minute. There's a big rock in the road. Leave the darkness behind you. Shine your light up ahead. If you don't want trouble to find you, change the life that you've led. There's a big rock in the road. And it's there blocking the road. So if you're not very humble, then you're liable to stumble on that big rock in the road. Big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. If it's happiness you're seeking, when you're tempted, don't you weaken. There's a big rock in the road. There's a hole under the rock, and it's hard luck in that hole. It's the basement of the devil, and he's waiting with a shovel. There's a big rock in the road. Leave the darkness behind you. Shine your light up ahead. If you don't want trouble to find you, change the life that you've led. There's a big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. If you favor shady dealing, then you'd better do some kneeling. There's a big rock in the road.
Oh, very country there, and you can see why he's such a good vocalist. He really was an excellent vocalist, but he was replaced by Lester Flatt, and then the band with Lester Flatt, Neil Scruggs and Bill Monroe, Chubby Wise, just made history, didn't they, by really putting the bluegrass sound together. But Clyde Moody preceded it, and he also used to play in a band with Lester Flatt before they played for Bill Monroe, so all these guys knew each other. Way back in when I was first getting interested in bluegrass music in the late 1960s, one of the albums that really intrigued me was Bill Emerson and Cliff Waldron and the New Shades of Grass, and I really loved their approach to the music. And Cliff Waldron Cochran was a very appealing lead singer, and he and Bill Emerson had some wonderful choice of material. And then when Bill left that band to go to the Country Gentlemen, and Ben Eldridge replaced him, and Mike Aldridge was there on Dobro, they were a fine band too and did all sorts of good music. Well, in 2000, the year 2000, Cliff recorded again. He'd been away from bluegrass for a while, but he recorded again with his band, and here he is. Cliff is doing the lead vocals and playing rhythm guitar, Matt Levine on dobro, Nevin Lambert on mandolin and tenor vocals, Billy Wheeler on banjo, Steve Spence on acoustic bass and baritone vocals, Pat White on fiddle, and here's a song called Only a Memory Away, Cliff Waldron. Cliff Waldron band, and I think he called them the New Shades of Grass, although that's not mentioned on that LP cover, I don't think. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. I've lived here most of my life and played bluegrass music and learned bluegrass music right here in Hamilton, and listen to Flatten Scruggs playing the theme for Beverly Hillbillies and said, that's the way I want to learn to play banjo. And I've almost made it after 60 or 70 years. I'm just getting there, I reckon. But my fingers are slowing down and so is my brain. But never, you get that, don't you? I'm delighted that this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a big music store in Hamilton and Anglesey Street in Hamilton. And if you go in there, the very helpful staff will see you right for getting a new guitar, be it a Martin or a Cort or somewhere in between. In fact, even the Corts are great guitars. I wouldn't mind one from my studio myself, and all the other instruments, all the accessories you could want, books on how to play, picks, strings, stands, and helpful advice. Go to Shearer's. Very pleased that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'd like you to support them any opportunity you get. What else shall I say? I need to tell you that there's a few things coming up that you ought to write in your books in less than 2 weeks' time. The Morrinsville Country Music Club are guests at the Tiaroa RSA on Sunday afternoon. It's the 19th of October, and the Sunday afternoon we're playing as guests of the RSA, putting on a concert there. There'll be a whole bunch of singers and a good band, and I think you'll really enjoy it. You can stay for the music and then have a meal afterwards. They have excellent kitchen facilities and great food, and it's going to be a very sociable afternoon with top quality music. What more could you want? And that's at the Tiaroa RSA on the 19th of Sunday, the 19th of October. And then the following weekend is Wellington Folk Festival, and that's held at Wainui Amati. You can look it up and get all the details about it. And for the first time ever, the Treadwiths are going down. That's myself, my son Sam, my son Tim, and my grandson Tyler, and the group that we have, and we play. We're playing as part of the festival. I've got a banjo workshop on the Saturday afternoon. We have our own hour-long concert on Sunday afternoon, and then we're part of the Sunday evening concert. And we're really looking forward to that. It'll be a real new venture for us, entering the world of folk music. 59 years ago, I went to the Wellington Folk Festival when it was in the Trades Hall, 1966, I believe it was. I'm pretty sure I've got a 90% memory about that. And anyway, it took a while for them to ask me back, but we're going back and we're going to be at the Wellington Folk Festival. So if you're listening to this and I've got nothing else planned for Labour Weekend, go to the Folk Festival. Let's have a bit more music. Here's a country gentleman from an album released after a 25-year celebration of the country gentleman. They put together an album of the various combinations of the band. And the first tune that I'm going to play is one called Aunt Dinah's Quilting Party, sometimes called Seeing Nellie Home. And it's Charlie Waller, Eddie Adcock, John Duffy and Tom Gray, which many consider the classic country gentlemen. And here they are doing Aunt Dinah's Quilting Party. 1986 this was.
In the sky the bright stars glittered. Trembled till it dared to come, and 'twas from Aunt Dinah's quilting party I was seeing. Thank you.
That's a very energetic performance of Seeing Nellie Home or Aunt Dinah's Quilting Party. I had a 78 of that song by one of the original musicians, and I can't remember what happened to it or who it was. That is a terrible thing to admit, I know. The Country Gentlemen brought a whole new dynamic to bluegrass music. They sort of turned the music into entertainment. They were always great to watch. Duffy was a real show-off on stage, and he encouraged the others to show off a little bit. They were always a little bit more laid-back than him, but they were a unique combination, especially Eddie, John and Charlie, and they just attracted audiences. You always wanted to see the Country Gentlemen because you knew it was going to be entertaining, and they put the music, they used the music as a vehicle for entertainment. I guess that's what it was, and I know that Hamilton County did about the same sort of thing. Have an album from a set called the Carolina Scrapbook, and it's from the Kruger Brothers, and I've just got them here. Jens, Uwe and Joel Kruger, three Swiss brothers who moved to North Carolina and played excellent bluegrass music, and this set, I'm still putting my getting my head around the set of Carolina Scrapbook. They've got lots of musicians working with them. With this one, they've got Jim Brooks doing lead vocal and playing mandolin, and Maynard Holbrook doing some harmony vocal with them. And it's a bluegrass classic written by Lester Flatt and Bill Monroe. Will You Be Loving Another Man? The Kruger Brothers.